Today, during the octave of Christmas, we have the presentation of our Lord in the temple, and indeed now the Christmas mystery is truly beginning to be fleshed out, for up until this proclamation of Simeon, it was really a local event. A few shepherds had straggled into the cave at Bethlehem, and we know that the Magi will come. But today the Lord is announced for all to hear, for he is announced publicly by Simeon as the Savior of the world. And so all the doctors and the fathers of the church point out that when Simeon, as it were, proclaims his canticle, his proclamation, he does so in a loud voice so that all in the temple could hear. And so this day truly Christ is revealed officially and publicly as the Savior to come. And Simeon sums up in very few words the mystery of Christ coming to us in Christmas, the mystery of the child hidden in the womb of the Virgin Mary for 9 months, tucked away in the cave at Bethlehem, but now announced not just to be a mere child among children, but a child who is indeed the Savior of the world. And so he truly will be a light of revelation to all the nations, that is, to all the peoples. He will deliver the pagans from their depravity, and he will deliver the chosen people from their lack of faith. And so he truly came to save all peoples, to drive the darkness out of all lands and in all nations, so that all may come to see his glory. And so that glory will be revealed until the end of time in the culmination of the Christmas mystery, that is the church that will be established from the side of Christ, as Simeon prophesies this day to the Blessed Virgin Mary. For the sword of sorrow will pierce her heart, but it will pierce that heart most precisely at the crucifixion of the Son. And so it will penetrate into the very marrow of her soul, and so she too will cooperate in the salvation of the world. Simeon's prophecy is clearly a prophecy that talks about the role that the Blessed Virgin Mary will have as the co-redemptrix of the world in union with the Redeemer. And so we have much to be joyful for in this Christmas season, for the Church in her liturgy always develops and always expands so that our understanding of the Christmas mystery always is developing and always is expanding, so that we see also we are included in that universal call to bring Christ to all peoples and to all nations and to all times. And so the Christmas mystery will speak in a particular way to one generation and in another way to another generation. Always and everywhere it will have one goal and one aim: to drive the error and the sin that is most common in each and every generation and each and every culture. And so we pray this day that we cooperate in this universal role of Christ the Savior and Mary, the co-redemptrix of the world, that we truly do all that they wish us to do, so that all hearts may come to grasp the true meaning of Christmas, that meaning that is so lost in our modern day and in our modern age and in our modern culture, that has an all-out assault on the Christmas mystery. Indeed, it is to the point where some nations it has already been made illegal to call it Christmas. And so we must fight in our nation that the Christmas mystery may still burn in the hearts of souls, so that all souls in our nations and all the souls of the whole world will come to know what Simeon prophesied this day, that Christ is the light of revelation to the nations, and outside of the light of Christ there is no light, there is only the darkness of sin and ultimately the darkness of despair. Christ came to instill hope in all nations and in all peoples, and so we must be the light of that hope that he came to reveal. And so let us strive as the Blessed Virgin Mary does this day, she who had no reason to offer penance for her sins because she had no personal sin and she was not touched by the stain of original sin. And yet, after Christ, she does the most penance and reparation for sin. And so today, she gives us an example by humbly submitting herself to the law, she who was not unclean in any way, manner, shape, or form, but she, like her Son, will take upon the bulk of the penance that is necessary in order to save mankind. We are only to add it to add what, as St. Paul tells us, was lacking in the suffering of Christ. And so that suffering of Christ began when he came forth from his mother's womb. It would continue and reach its apex when he would offer that greatest of all acts of love, when he would offer his sacred humanity on Calvary for our sake. And at that moment, the soul of the Virgin Mary would be penetrated, would be pierced by the sword of sorrow. Always and everywhere, it was done for one thing and one thing only, that all men may come to know, may come to love the mystery of Christmas, that all men, in entering the cave at Bethlehem, may come out strengthened in order to journey for this earth, through this earth, through its trials and tribulations, through its assaults on faith, through the darkness of its unbelief, always, as it were, with the light of the true faith burning brightly in their hearts and in their minds, so that they may communicate to all the world that Christ truly has come, and that he is truly the Savior of the world, the light of all nations, and the glory of his people Israel.
Fructum ventris tuum.